And so this morning, we're just going to take a deep breath, everyone. Just take a deep breath and put aside the clamoring, put aside the updates, put aside everything, and just come into His presence afresh and new and worship Him. And so let's just stand together as we sing together this carol this morning.
Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. We are here worshiping You. We are here, Heavenly Father, praising Your name this morning. Because You are all in all to us. We are here to worship. We are here to bow down. We are here to say that You are our God. And we thank You. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, and altogether wonderful. And we praise You this morning, Heavenly Father. We ask, dear Lord, that You'll remain with us as we continue to worship in Your name. We ask that You would bless the speaker this morning and fill his mouth with Your words. And all that is said and done this morning will be to Your honor and Your glory. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
The wonder of Christmas includes a wondrous peace, because not only was our Savior born, but that also meant our Good Shepherd finally had arrived. The baby born in Bethlehem sheep pen would grow up to lead, guide, provide, protect, and bring peace to all who would follow him as their good shepherd. Psalm 23 depicts God as the good shepherd who leads towards wondrous peace as care and direction are given to the ones who follow him.
Yes, the Lord God is the good shepherd. Therefore, I can be at peace because of him and his presence in my life. As we so often proclaim and remind ourselves, especially at Christmas time, he is Emmanuel, God, the Good Shepherd, who is with us. His leadership in your life as your good shepherd is toward places where you can know you have security and provision in who he is and what he has done for you through his own life, death, resurrection, and empowerment by his Spirit for those who have put their faith, hope, and trust in him for salvation. As we light this candle, let us remember it is then we truly find our peace in life that it contains in him. His peace offered to us through his birth, leading ultimately to our salvation, is part of the wonder of Christmas.
If your church has been around long enough, they've probably got one of these hanging on their wall somewhere. It's a painting of a shepherd and a sheep. Well, lots of sheep. Beautiful green pastures, still waters. It's quiet, it's peaceful. It's all of that. But have you ever tried to steer a sheep?
All right, time for dinner. Come back. No, it's okay. You guys, wait. We're friends. Why do you run? Hey, don't get smart aleck with me, all right? All right, someone's getting the shears.
And if I'm to be honest, sheep, they're dumb. I don't know if you've heard. No, they're just not as smart as other animals. No, they're dumb. Like, walk off a cliff just because it's there, dumb.
All right, do you want me to take you out to pasture? Because I will take you out to pasture.
No, no, come back. Aaron! No, Aaron, over here, over here.
Aaron. Goodness gracious, they're just stubborn. Skittish, too. Fearful little things. Oh, don't be like that.
Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook? Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook?
Hey, I'm the one that feeds you.
Hey, don't ignore me.
I think I get kids ministry now.
Fine. I love you.
You ever wondered why Jesus called us a sheep? Kind of a bitter pill to swallow, huh? But if we were to closely examine our lives, look at all the messes that we make, how fearful we are, how fickle and wayward we can, well, if I can just put it bluntly, how dumb we can be, we are sheep. Yeah, sheep. That's about right. But thankfully, God sent us a good shepherd, someone who will be gentle with us when we are far from home, someone who will be firm when he needs to be. Doesn't it say everything that God picked shepherds to send the good news of Jesus' birth? And that right there should remind us of his shepherding ways right off the bat. That first Christmas, it was a sign of peace with God for all eternity. And our shepherd, he paid the price for that peace, the highest price. I don't know about you, but this Christmas, it means so much to me that I have a good shepherd.
I was standing on a kettle in Metro up in Taunton Road. And this mother with a little boy came by and they were walking. The little boy was looking at me wide-eyed and with amazement. And I'm standing and I said, Merry Christmas. And I waved at him. And his mother gave him a toonie and he put it in the bubble. And he looked at me and he says, Are you Santa? I didn't know if I should be complimented or offended. All this time that we've been scurrying around, Donette and I and all our volunteers and people standing on the kettle, we've been scurrying around doing everything about Christmas. And amidst all of this busyness, there is a sense of peace. There is a sense of peace because of his presence. Peace in the presence. When a shepherd is with the flock, all who are under his care feel a sense of peace. A shepherd in biblical times actually lived with the sheep. They lived out in the pasture. That means the shepherd knew everything about his sheep. All their shortcomings, all their needs, all their wants. He nurtured them, he guided them, and he always had his eye on the sheep. The imagery of the shepherd stirs emotions within us of care, of security, because of the good shepherd. Protection. And the good shepherd is personally concerned with the welfare of his sheep. Now, if you've got your Bibles with you, and those of us online today, turn in your Bible or your Bible app to Psalm 23, and I've preached this psalm, I've preached this sermon many, many times, but I've never preached it in the context of Christmas. The wonder of Christmas includes a wondrous peace, because not only was our Savior born that first Christmas day, but it also meant that our Good Shepherd came on the scene. The baby born in Bethlehem, a Bethlehem sheep pen, grew up to lead, guide, provide, protect, and bring peace to all who would follow him. Now, it's worth noting that the little town of Bethlehem, where our good shepherd was born, was known as the city of David. And everybody knows David started out as a once upon a time shepherd boy. And he knew all there was to know about shepherding sheep. The shepherd boy, now King David, wrote the most well-known psalm that describes God as a shepherd. It describes his character. And if you got your Bibles, turn to Psalm 23. It depicts God as a good shepherd who leads towards wondrous peace as care and direction are given to the sheep, you and me, that follow him. What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the very valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful poem. What a beautiful love song that the once upon a time shepherd boy has penned about the character of our God. Our good shepherd God, our good shepherd Savior. That was born that first Christmas day. Psalm 23 is a passage of scripture about peace. Peace for our weary and wandering souls this Christmas season. If you ever want to get weary and start wandering, just come with Donette and I as we travel all around town with the kettles this Christmas season. Picking up kettles, distributing kettles, making sure all the volunteers are on side. It can be a little wearisome, can't it? Yeah. And we do a lot of wandering. I was looking at the number of kilometers I'm after putting on the car. Oh, my goodness. But this psalm and of our good shepherd brings peace amidst that weariness and the wanderings of our life, doesn't he? It's a psalm about protection, provision that brings about peace in the midst of troubled times. That it's all brought about because of a relationship that we can have with the Good Shepherd. Now, David had been a shepherd boy, you all know that. In his youth, he understood the imagery around the depth of what it was he was writing about, the song, the poem about the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, David, it was an interesting thing. David was a shepherd himself. He didn't write the Psalm 23 as from the eyes of a shepherd himself. He didn't say that the Lord is a number of shepherds. I'm a shepherd. No. He wrote it from the vantage point of a sheep. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Even though he had been a shepherd for most of his youth, David wrote it from the vantage point of a sheep. Right out of the blocks, David calls the Lord my shepherd. In the word shepherd, David uses the most comprehensive and intimate metaphor that had yet been used in all of the Psalms and all of the writings. And he describes God's very nature, God's very character in that single word, shepherd. He doesn't identify himself as a fellow shepherd, no, but as a sheep. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, God is the only one who knows everything about me. God is the only one who spends time with me, nurtures me, guides me, always has his eye on me, cares for me, and provides for me, and protects me. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is personally concerned for my welfare. The Lord is personally concerned for your welfare, whatever you're going through today. Because I am his sheep, and he is my shepherd.
And because this is David's experience, he follows the declaration of the Lord being his shepherd with this statement, I shall not want. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Do you know that this morning? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is a declaration of faith right there. Because God is such a good shepherd, he takes care of my needs. I have plenty to eat. I have good water to drink. I don't have to worry about wandering off and getting lost. The big bad wolves, well, they're going to try to attack me, but I'm protected because my ever-present shepherd, and he's leading me, and he's leading me well, and he's got my best interest at heart. I don't know, I might have talked about this imagery. The shepherd lives with his sheep, and a sheepfold would be basically be like a semicircle. And it'd be an opening at the sheep pen where the shepherd at night would lie down in the opening and he would sleep, having his rod and staff next to him. He would lie down, and if a coyote or a wolf tried to get into the sheep pen, they had to go through the shepherd first. The shepherd would get up with his rod. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he would protect the sheep in the pen. So let the wolves come. My God is protecting me. He is with me. Emmanuel, my good shepherd, is always with me. Hallelujah. He's restoring my soul. He's restoring my upside down life and putting it right side up. According to verse 4, he is with me and through the valley of, even in the valley of the shadow of death. So I don't have to be afraid because I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Because he's preparing good things for me. He's leading me onward to experience places of peace filled with his anointing, filled with his goodness, filled with his mercy, both now and forevermore, throughout all of eternity. And I'm on a walk with my shepherd. You ever see the shepherd leading the sheep? And they just... they follow him. They follow him. He walks on ahead with his staff. And they follow. I'm on the walk with my good shepherd. According to verse 5 and 6, to good places, filled with favor, blessing, and peace in the presence of my God, my shepherd, my Lord. Yes, the Lord God is a good shepherd. Therefore, I can be at peace because of him and his presence. Peace in the presence. As we so often proclaim and remind ourselves, especially at Christmas, he is Emmanuel. I said that earlier. God with us, the good shepherd with us. This is part of the nature and character of God, and it helps us usher in the wonder of the Christmas season, filled with peace. He came as the Prince of Peace. The Good Shepherd is how Jesus describes himself in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. In many Bibles, there's a heading on that chapter, and it's entitled The Good Shepherd. It says this, truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has bought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them in John chapter 10. Do you know why they didn't understand what Jesus was talking about? Because, well, they're sheep. They're not the brightest animal in the barnyard. Sheep have often been characterized as one of the dumbest animals on earth. They're not intelligent creatures. Many scholars believe that if a sheep had not been domesticated, they would likely have become extinct many thousands of years ago. But because they were domesticated and shepherded and cared for and led, they're still alive today. If we stop and assess ourselves, we see how we can be like sheep in many areas of our lives. Sometimes we as humans can be pretty dense. We make the same mistakes over and over again, don't we? Wandering off course, needing to help to figure out what to do, where to go. We qualify as sheep in lots of ways. The choices we know are wrong, but we do them anyway, indicating, well, we are like sheep. Do you know when sheep thrive? When they actually thrive? Is when they have a shepherd. It is when they have a shepherd who loves them like crazy, lives with them, leads them, knows them, and calls them by name. When a shepherd is with his sheep, he builds trust with them in such a way that just the sound of the shepherd's voice causes the sheep to be at peace. Peace through his presence. I shall not want because I am so well taken care of by my shepherd. When the Lord is your shepherd, you will not be left wanting. That means God will provide you with everything that you need as you follow his lead. Jesus talks about this shepherd to sheep relationship and dynamic with his disciples in John chapter 10, 7 to 15. Within these words are where Jesus specifically identifies himself as the good shepherd. So it says this, so Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Hallelujah. The good shepherd laid down his life, didn't he? We sang about that earlier, that beautiful chorus. Because of what was foretold in the prophecy of Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, the good shepherd, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. That passage in Isaiah is known as the suffering servant passage. It foreshadows what the good shepherd, Jesus, was going to do and what he was going to go through to make provision for all of the wandering sheep. Jesus articulated how a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. That's precisely the mission Jesus was born to accomplish. That was the mission he was born to accomplish on that first Christmas day. And it is the wonder of Christmas. And in that wonder, we can find peace, because our good shepherd was born that day. You will notice that sheep are always led. Sheep are never driven. The shepherd does not drive the sheep, but he leads the sheep. And the sheep follow him. They know his voice. Just his very presence in the pasture brings them peace. And I've often said this about Psalm 23. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. A sheep will not lie down until he's totally at peace. Peace with his surroundings. Peace with his neighbor. Until he's totally full. Then he will lie down. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The good shepherd will never allow a sheep to drink out of a fire hydrant. He leads me beside still waters. He knows me. He knows my very heart, my very soul. He knows what makes me anxious. He knows my anxious thoughts. So he leads me. He doesn't drive me. He leads me beside still waters. Where are you this Christmas season? Where are you in your wanderings and your anxious thoughts this Christmas season? Do you need a relationship? Do you need to get back with your shepherd? Maybe that's what we all should desire to be and to get to, is that beautiful relationship we can have with the good shepherd that was born that first Christmas day, giving us peace. And that is the true wonder of Christmas. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for your gift of peace. Peace through your presence. Your presence of the good shepherd leading us to green pastures beside still waters, and bringing us ultimately to a place of peace. Peace in our own hearts and lives. Peace with you for now and for all of eternity. Heavenly Father, we continue to worship in this way. We pray, dear Lord, that you will speak to hearts as our good shepherd. Maybe we need some correction in our path, that we've wandered away from the sheep pen or the pasture that you've designed for us. And Heavenly Father, we need that gentle touch, that gentle leading and prodding to get back to where we need to be in our own hearts and lives. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would speak to us today. I pray, Heavenly Father, is anybody listening out there on the internet or YouTube or Facebook, dear Lord, that would desire a relationship with you as the good shepherd. I pray that you would speak to that heart. And if you desire to have that relationship, I would ask you to pray this prayer with me right now. Dear Lord, I know I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I confess my sins to you now, and at this moment, I ask that you would come into my heart and my life and be my own good shepherd. I invite you into my heart and life at this time, and from now and forever, I will live to glorify your name. I accept you now as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. My friends, if you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to contact you. We'd love for you to contact us. Look us up at our website, sawhitby.ca, and leave a comment there. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to pray with you. And we pray all together this Christmas season that God would be a very big part of our lives, bringing us peace this Christmas season as the Good Shepherd. May God bless you. May God bless you. Thank you.
has become flesh unto us. A child is born, the Savior of this broken world. Oh, hear the angel voices sing, come let us adore him. Peace has come, for our King is with us. Fully God and fully man, he comes for all with open hands. He rules with love on David's throne. All praise belongs to Christ alone.
Maybe you like to stand and just sing that refrain, oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Peace has come. Full stop, as they would say in Australia. Full stop, period. No ifs, ands, or buts, but peace has come to our hearts this Christmas.
Oh, come, let us
Father, this morning as we have worshiped you, the beautiful ambience of your presence That presence of peace has been in this place. And as I've listened to God's people worshiping through song and through music and through your word, God, we recognize that you can calm the anxious thoughts that are in our hearts and lives. You calm the things that are causing us not to have peace this Christmas. And so, Father, as we leave this place in a few moments, we leave with the assurance of you as the babe of Bethlehem that came to bring us peace. And Lord, oh, the wonder of Christmas. Lord, may we look at Christmas, the story of the Nativity and the story of joy and peace and love and hope, with the wonder of a child looking up and saying, oh, wow, wow. May we know it afresh and anew in our hearts this Christmas. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.